takes Boxy to become an entrepreneur, along with a variety of skills that can't always be contained in one person. That's why savvy business leaders turn to one another for support as they struggle to expand their operations. Danielle Miller knows from experience what kind of mutual support women entrepreneurs can give one another. That's why she's convening Women's Mastermind Maui, a weekly support group of independent professionals, and she's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on the conversation.
Sure. Tell me, what is a mastermind group? How do you define that?
Well, a mastermind group is typically it's a group of like-minded people who are coming together with purpose and drive to help leverage their resources and help each other make progress. And in this case, it's making progress in their businesses.
So a lot of the experiences of people, even if their businesses aren't that similar, a lot of the experiences are going to be the same, yeah?
Some of the most common experiences that we all have similar to each other are the challenges. But we all have different experiences in how we've overcome them in the past. So the power of the mastermind group is being able to think and quiz each other on solutions.
Having encountered similar challenges, you might find a solution came from an entirely an area where you wouldn't expect it to come from, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. And what happens, too, is we often brainstorm with each other and bounce ideas and build new solutions together, taking pieces of everybody's little bits of experience and input into the dialogue.
You also, between sessions, you meet weekly and kind of pick a topic for each session. Is that right?
Yes. So the group meets for 2 hours a week, and what we're doing when we do that is these women are carving out time to dedicate to working on their business that they feel so passionately about. And this particular group focuses on helping these women get their businesses online and avoid those feelings of overwhelmed or feeling stuck and not knowing what steps to take next. And so each week we cover a topic, and then there's a little goal or assignment for which they work on between meetings.
What would be an example of one of those, Danielle?
Well, for example, right now we just had a meeting this Tuesday, and we were talking about building the marketing message for your company. And so these women are going back to their computers at home and researching their keywords and their customer and their competition, so that when we meet up again next Tuesday, we can all have a discussion about what makes our businesses unique and how we can best serve our customers.
The whole notion of keywords is especially important now that people are Googling everything, right?
It absolutely is. And my specialty is social media marketing. So another avenue or application for the keywords that these women find is to use them in their social media posts. So some of the social media networks like Pinterest or Google+, if you're using keywords in your everyday posts or pin descriptions, your content can actually show up in a Google search result, even if it has nothing to do with your website or words like PageRank or SEO.
Well, so what's your keyword? I just looked for you and found you under Maui Mastermind.
Oh, beautiful. I'm so glad that that you're providing me that feedback, because it's incredibly important. One of the keywords I like to go with is social media marketing.
Uh-huh.
And also Women's Mastermind or Mastermind Maui are some of my keywords.
Well, that makes sense. But it's all about what pops up on that first line of your Google search, right? Because my impression is nobody ever goes to the second page.
I completely agree. It really is all about the immediate gratification. And if you've scrolled to the bottom of that page and didn't get what you were looking for, you're probably more likely to type in a new search term than you are to check pages 2, 3, or 4.
Oh, definitely. I think that's I don't know if that's universal, but that's certainly how I would do it.
Yes.
And in a way, that speaks to how social media, the internet, have shortened, we've made us in a way more impatient, you know. Nobody can stand the time it takes to dial up a site anymore, for example.
That is so true, but there's also a really positive side to that impatientness that we all have, which is that social media marketing allows a business's message to go from how fast can you speak or tell a friend about my business to how fast can you click? Because now with a simple click of a button, one of your happy customers can help share their experience with you with all of their friends.
How do you go about encouraging a happy customer to communicate their happiness?
Well, I often recommend doing it in two ways. So first of all, it's often about asking your customer what their problem is so that you can really accurately help them solve their problem.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, for my customers, these women have the problem of not being able to find time in their life to work on their businesses. And I help them solve that by having these weekly meetings where they're carving out the time to do it and make progress. And then I often get emails from these women. In fact, I got one Tuesday night from one of the women in the group that's going on right now. And she had some really lovely words to say about me. And what I did was reply and say, "Thank you so much. That was so touching to hear that. May I use this in my marketing?" So customers who are happy will naturally give you some really beautiful feedback, and all you have to do as a business owner is ask them if you can use that feedback in your marketing.
And they're generally pretty happy to provide it, is what it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. A happy customer wants to help others like them solve the exact same problem that they were experiencing.
Well, let's hope we have some happy customers listening to our radio station. And thanks very much for talking with us, Danielle.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me, Chris.
You bet. Danielle Miller is the mastermind of Women's Mastermind Maui, a support group of women business owners and entrepreneurs, meets on Tuesday afternoons at the Kahului Shopping Center. You can learn more about her and her work at hpr2.org.